Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Bob McTeer is our guest. Dr. Robert McTeer, ladies and gentlemen, is here. He's one of our highly distinguished members of our Brain Trust. He's a former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, former chancellor of the Texas A&M University System. He spent 30-plus years in the Fed and was a member of the FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee, which is meeting today, the second day of a two-day meeting they're having and deciding what to do with monetary policy. And he's our good friend, Bob McTeer. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim.
Long-time Brain Trust member, folks, more than 17 years. Hey, Bob, it seems to me the Fed is again in a bind. The stock market, which they probably feel they need to cool down a little bit, is still going on a tear. New records every day, like recently. NASDAQ, the Dow, etc. And yet the jobs market came in pretty darn tough, not too good for May. Just a week or so ago. So are they in a bind? Are they between a rock and a hard place on this? On what to do about rates?
Well, I think they want to raise rates a little bit further right now in order to get them more normal. I don't think they want to raise rates to cool off an overheated economy. It's not overheated.
No, I don't mean the economy. I'm talking about the stock market. That's the only thing that's overheated. The economy is not overheated.
You know, I know you won't quite believe this, Jim, but I have never participated in an FOMC meeting, and I did 14 years worth of them, where the stock market was a target of monetary policy.
That Interesting.
That could have changed, but
yeah.
I don't think it's changed that much.
Hmm.
At least their rhetoric and all the talk and all the research is based on the real economy.
Very interesting. Well, I wonder about that. I mean, you gotta believe, Bob, that at this point in time, when an economy has been struggling for 10 years, really, we've almost had a lost decade, and yet the stock market has been making new records, up, you know, like almost 20% in the last, 15% at least in the last 6 months, 8 months. That can't be normal. Wouldn't you think there'd be some conversation in this meeting about the stock market?
It'd probably be in the context of overall financial markets, financial
mm-hmm.
conditions, and so forth. Yeah, but not targeting a stock market per se.
Interesting. So. And I've never heard anybody else say that. I mean, that's a very interesting report there, Bob. What about the raise? You think they're going to go up a quarter?
I think they probably will because everybody expects them to, and it's probably built into the market.
Baked into the cake.
They'd be wasting an opportunity, I think, if they passed.
Yeah. Yeah, probably so. And even though. It's probably not going to hit because interest overall, the Fed funds rate's still going to be what? Is it still going to be below a point?
I think it centers on the point if it goes up again.
Okay, so if it goes up a quarter point, it'll be right on 1%.
I believe that's right. It started off between a zero and a quarter, and this would be the fourth increase.
Right, and so that makes prime 4%. And that makes small businesses, even the ones who were more questionable for a community bank, for example, to loan them money, they're probably going to loan them money at prime plus 3, maybe 7%. You can make a living with that. You can live with that kind of debt service. So that's not going to. So I'm walking through the way I think it rolls out here on Main Street. A raise today is not going to hurt the economy either.
I would not think so.
I'm sort of you talked about being baked into the cake on Wall Street. That's how I think about being baked in the cake on Main Street.
Yeah. Plus, there's a little bit of inflation. So all those numbers, once you subtract out inflation, are even smaller in real terms.
Right. Well, and of course, the other thing that's baked into the cake here on Main Street is there's not that much borrowing going on, Bob. Small businesses are not borrowing money like they would if the economy were growing.
Yeah.
Hold on,
right.
We're going to come back.
Expectations, and it has not yet translated into the real economy.
It has not. That's exactly right. We're going to talk more about this, and including will Janet Yellen make it to the next to this new administration?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.